glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus. And we will now go before the Lord in prayer. Can you hear me? Well, praise the Lord. Lord God, we come to you this morning with hearts of praise, with thanksgiving. We thank and praise you, O God, for your goodness and your mercy. We enter your courts with thanksgiving and into your gates with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise, and we give you thanks, and we bless your name because you are a good God. You are steadfast in your love for us, and your faithfulness, O God, endures through all generations. So we worship you this morning. We honor you this morning. We love you, Lord. We thank and praise you, O Lord, for getting us up this morning in our right minds. Father, we thank and praise you that you watched over as we slept last night. We thank you, Lord, that we have the activity of our limbs and you have given us an assignment to go to do today. And, Father, we will fulfill that assignment according to your will. Father, we ask that you please forgive us of all of our sins and help us to be like you in everything we say, do in our hearts, O Lord. Father, we thank you for the TMC family. We thank and praise you, O God, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and for Dr. P.K. Robertson, for the D.A. De Leon family, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for how they were faithful to your call. They were faithful, O God, to carry out the mandate that you have given them. Father, and they are faithful in worshiping you in every area of their lives. Now, Lord, we just ask for a double portion of your love, your mercy, and your grace upon their lives, Father. We thank and praise you for favor upon their lives, O Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for increasing their territory, Lord. And, Father, and as you increase their territory, O God, that you will bring alongside helpers for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank and praise you for our speaker this morning, the man of God. We thank you for Pastor Chuck, O Lord, and for the ready word that you are bringing forth, that he will bring forth this morning. We thank you, Father, for how you are using him in every area of his life, even as he imparts knowledge through his books, as he imparts knowledge through his music ministry, Lord, as he imparts knowledge and wisdom, as he speaks to us, O God. We thank you for just everything that you are doing in his life. Now, Lord, bless him abundantly. Bless his family, O Lord. Show him favor, O Lord. Order his footsteps, Lord, and be that lamp unto his feet, the light unto his path. Now, we thank you, Lord, that the airways are already clear. This word will go forth, O Lord, and we have listening ears that will receive the word. We have pushed out anything that would try to hinder us by the mighty name of Jesus from hearing this word this morning. And we know, Lord, that we will be able to hear it and be a blessing to somebody else with it. For we are not only hearers of your word, we are doers as well. We give you praise this morning. We give you honor and we give you all the glory. We worship you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. I love you, my TMC family. Are you there, host?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, my sister.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us and giving us our tag for this Wednesday, Worship the Lord Wednesday. And as Minister Willa said, we worship the Lord on a daily basis, but because this is Wednesday, we're just going to take it a little bit higher and worship the Lord on this Wednesday. So my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. God morning, God morning, God morning. And I live in California, Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call. See, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, by our wonderful, wonderful, and phenomenal co-founders of the Master's Call, our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And when they started this call, the mission statement that God gave them was that every Monday through Friday when this call went forth, that this call went forth to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And the scripture reference that was given to them can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So I thank Minister Willa for opening us up in prayer. And as you know, every day before we end this call, we also close in prayer. So to God be the glory for the greater things that he is doing in our lives. I would like to invite each of you to join us today immediately following this call as we head over to the Ambassador's Call. And that call-in number is 530-881-1000. 1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. Again, the ambassador call 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. Also, today is Wednesday. That means that this evening we will have our artist corporate call. And please, please, please do not miss that. Put that in your alarm on your cell phone. Post that on your door wherever you're going to be at 5 o'clock so that 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the artist corporate call. And that call-in number is 712-432-0900 and the PIN code 836211 pound. Once again, 712-432-0900 and the PIN code 836211 pound. You can also visit that our corporate call live on www.artistlive.com. www.artistlive.com. Please do not miss that call. We are 22 days away from the Artist International 2014 Global Conference Spectacular in Orlando, Florida at the Orlando World Center Marriott. To get additional information, I invite you to visit www.artistempowermentconference.com. You will see all of the agenda, all of the specifications as far as what you need to do, when you need to do it, where you need to do it, how you need to do it, can be found at that website. So please, again, visit www.artistempowermentconference.com for additional information for the Artists International Global Conference. I want to invite each and every single one of you to visit our wonderful website, our new website that we have. And if you visit that, you will see that on there, there are prayer directives that are listed for our artists Empowerment Conference. There's actually 9 directives that are on there, and so I invite each one of you to go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and please stand in agreement with us for the directives that have been given to us on our website. If you are on this line and you will be heading over to Orlando, Florida, and you would like to participate in the worship service on Sunday, then please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we will respond to you. Now, I hope you have your Bible, I hope you have your pens and your notepads, because I'm telling you right now, it is time to hear what thus says the word of the Lord, and you do not want to miss what is coming straight from the throne room in this telecommunications sanctuary on this day. So, at this time, our speaker, he is no stranger to this call. He has been with us since the inception of this call back in 2010, and I so thank God for him. Pastor Chuck Brown is the senior pastor of one of the most exciting and powerful ministries in the New Orleans area, Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center. He states on his Facebook page that he is married to the most wonderful woman in the world, Marcia Brown, and they've been married for over 15 plus years, and is the father to the best son and daughter in the whole world, Charles III and Christina Eve. Pastor Chuck is a graduate of Morehouse College in Business Administration, and he loves his wife, Marcia, who is also his Spelman sister, as she has graduated from Spelman College. Pastor Chuck has been pastoring for over 6 years. He states that they have experienced highs and lows, Hurricane Katrina being one of them. But God has been faithful and good to them as they remain consistent in their assignment and their purpose for God. Pastor Chuck started with 16 people and now has a ministry with over 450-plus members. To God be the glory for the greater and new things that he is doing in their lives. Pastor Chuck is the author of The Death of the Desperate Woman and also, most recently, Death of the Desperate Woman, the revised edition. His musical group, Chuck Maestro YV, will also be releasing their newest album very shortly. If you would like more information on his ministry, please go to his Facebook page, which is Pastor Chuck Brown. He will definitely connect with you there. Or visit his ministry website at www.kbfwc, which is Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center. So at this time, without further ado, it is indeed an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to you this morning none other than Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, my sister.
Good morning.
Amen. Well, bless the Lord for you, Mr. Willa, and all of you, the people of God who are on this line, to our founders, Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We're grateful for your vision and for your consistency and doing what the Lord has told you to do and carrying on that assignment for these past 4 years. We're grateful to God for every listener, every person who's on the line. Right before I get into my assignment for this morning, I do want to reemphasize, as Minister Tiffany said, that I've right now released the book that is just it's just burning up charts right now, and we have some things. Hopefully in a few weeks I'll be giving you another testimony of victory. Right now you can go ahead and order that book through our website. You can go to, as she said, www.kbfwc.org. Please put the www in front of it because for some reason, if you don't, you go to an older website that is no longer functional. Are accurate, rather, for our ministry. Also, you can order the e-books online now through Amazon and Barnes & Noble and, you know, all of the usual suspects for your Nook and smartphones and pads and all of those things, digital devices. You can get the book in that format now. Also, for all of you who are writers in your own right, or those of you who want to, you have something that the Lord has placed in you, something even just on life, period, or even fictional novels, our publishing company is now assisting people to put out their books. And what we did was, because I had such a passion for writing, I came into a lot of problem areas trying to get it, you know, just kept hitting stronghold, barrier after barrier. I said, I want to help people remove the headache out of their publishing, self-publishing. And so we're helping authors to self-publish, and we have various packages. And unlike most other companies, we do offer financing that is not contingent upon your credit score or any of those type things, but we will help you to get your book out as soon as you can. And you can visit for more information, www.infinitevizgroup.com, infinitevizgroup.com, and check out all of our information and shoot us an email, and we'll be glad to help you get out that vision of that for writing and those things that God has placed on the inside of you. All right, I want to get right into the Word of God this morning. I started a series on last week that I believe, and I know it's blessed you, it's blessed me. Very, very, it's not the easiest word to minister on. However, it is helping so many people. And it's a precursor to a book that's going to be released at some point this summer. My release is My Release. It's the title of this particular series and subsequent book. My Release is My Release. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, is where I want to begin reading this morning out of the New Living Translation. It says, since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. On last week, I began sharing the intro for this particular series that I believe is going to provide healing and restoration to those who truly want it. And I state that those who want it, because I can't help those who don't want to be helped. Whenever Jesus was approached by the infirm, he would ask if they wanted to be made whole, if they wanted to be made set free, because he refused to free people who didn't want liberty. I found out and discovered that many people want to hold on to what has been a weight in their lives. Then he would ask if they believed that it could happen. Do you believe that I can do this? Without faith in God or in this ability, you can never see the manifestation of what you claim to want. If you want it, it's there, but you must also believe that it can happen. So this is a series on forgiveness. And I stated that it would be difficult to receive, but at the same time, I promise you it can change your world. Understand that your release is not predicated on anyone else. Your release is not contained in how people react to your apologies. Thus, it cannot be contingent upon other people's thoughts, actions, beliefs, or anything else. The moment I release it, it ceases to belong to me. The moment I release it, it ceases to be mine. I have to desire that, and I have to believe that no matter what it was that put me in this place to begin with, I can release, be released, and live in freedom. There are three phases to this concept of forgiveness that I'm presenting to you: reflection, release, and reconciliation. Today, I'm going to focus on reflection because it's important to get an accurate description of where you are. I'm not telling you to relive your past, nor am I saying to replay horrific events in your life. I want you to consider something, though. The concept of reflection is most accurately detailed and contained in physics. In physics, there are laws of reflection that describe the behavior and attributes of light and electromagnetic waves and sound and so forth. And I'm not trying to get technical, but I just want to show you something. Acoustics make use of sound reflection, which has to do with distance and spacing as it relates to a sound source. It's what is used in sonar and what produces echoes. This type of reflection is vital to you being able to gauge just how far removed you are from a situation. The further out you are from the source, the more shallow and hollow the ping or echo becomes. As we grow in God, we should be able to look back on things that have happened to us and see the effects become weaker and weaker. It was once loud, but I've moved on, and because I've refused to stay stuck in a place of anger, in a place of bitterness and resentment, it no longer has a grip over my emotions. I can see the offender and no longer be bothered by the offense because I've moved far away from the place of offense. At some point, you gotta admit that you're too grown to still be mad. I've moved on with my life, and I don't want to be brought back to the proximity of what I've gotten away from. Another type of reflection deals with diffused light. You have to be careful with this type of reflection. Diffused reflection loses the image but retains the energy. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The mental image is gone, but the emotional energy is still there. Okay, I'm talking about the person that has left your life, but the pain is still there. She has moved away, but the hurt is still there. You can no longer work. You no longer work at this particular place, but you're still dealing with the aftermath, the emotional aftermath. This type of reflection is dangerous because it gives you a false sense of forgiveness. I forgive them as long as I never see them again. Well, baby, let me tell you something. The world is too small. Chances are you will possibly run into them again. What you have to do is be able to reflect by not only letting go of the image, but also refusing to hold on to the negative energy that has been brought into your spirit. You have to not only release them from your mind, but from also your heart. What I want us to do is to engage in dynamic reflection. Dynamic reflections are what allows mirrors to exist. Dynamic reflections that are unaltered allow us to see where we really are, what we look like, and what we have to fix in order to be presentable. How many of you are aware that you have to be careful how you present yourself to the Lord? Paul in addressing the Roman church begs them to present their bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is their reasonable service. And he said, look, you got to present yourself in a way that God will be pleased to see you. I need you to understand that you can never present yourself to God the right way, holding on to bad stuff. Which leads me, I only have two principles this morning, to the first principle of reflection. Number one, reflect on what's inside. Stop allowing the pile up. Reflect on what's inside. Stop allowing the pile up. Have you ever, due to schedule or time restraints, ever had to deal with piled up laundry? Isn't it amazing how laundry that isn't immediately taken care of piles up to the extent that you have to take an entire day or even a few days to get it cleaned, dried, folded, and put away? So easy to throw things down, but it becomes a chore to clean things up. Unfortunately, although it doesn't take much time for it to pile up, it takes forever to get it taken care of. Man, I hope you're getting this. You are doing yourself and others a disservice whenever you allow offenses to pile up in your heart. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. For sake of time, I'm going to just read verse 26, and then just follow along with me. King James, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good that he may have, the thing which is good. Then go down to verse 32, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Why is it so important not to allow anger to fester in us and pile up in us? Why does the word emphasize taking care of stuff when it happens? Because of verse 27, when we don't deal with the pile up, we allow the devil to put his foot in our business. And I cannot tell you how destructive it is to allow allowing forgiveness to pile up one thing after another. Pretty soon you walk in the house and find that there's nothing clean for you to put on. You can't put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You can't put the joy of the Lord on. You can't put on meekness. You can't put on love. There's so much junk in the heart, and it's starting to mess everything else up. I'm telling you that it's time to clean this junk out of us once and for all. I refuse to allow hurt to stay piled up in my heart. I refuse to allow resentment to stay piled up in me. I refuse to allow anger to stay piled up in me, and jealousy, especially that they were able to move on. Not when I have the ability to clean. Why stay with a junky heart when the blood is here to clean you? Stop allowing the pile up in your life. Here's number two. Not only should we reflect on what's inside, but we have to reflect on what we hear. Change the playlist. Reflect on what you hear. Change the playlist. As you hear every week, they talk about the production. I'm a producer, and I know what it takes to make hit songs and all of these various things, but every hit song has a cycle. It's recorded, distributed for public consumption, and released on the radio through the PD. PD is our programming director. And the PD gives the green light, and the song begins to get what we call spun a few times a day. And if people want to hear it, it gets spun more and more. And pretty soon the song becomes a hit. It's heard all over the place on radio, internet, commercials, barbecues, everywhere else. It's exciting for the artist and her team, but there's a dark side to this. After a song gets played so long, it gets moved out of rotation. That song that was once being played over and over again is now getting on everybody's nerves. Let me tell y'all something you may not know. Some of y'all have been playing the same song over and over again, and we're quite tired of it. After we hear your playlist of He Hurt Me, after we hear your playlist, they did me so wrong, I'm so sad. For so long, people get tired of hearing you. It's not that you're not important. It's not that what you're dealing with is not important. We're just tired of hearing the same old sad song. We're sick of advising you only to hear you come back the next week with the same song. So I'm asking you, as the programming director of your life, you are the PD of your life, take that song out of rotation. But here's the thing that I got to be fair about. Pastor, how do I get this hurt out of rotation? How do I stop this cycle of annual replay? I know I'm getting on other people's nerves because I'm getting on my own nerves. Anybody tired of hearing the same songs that are sad? You tired of hearing it yourself? Here it is. I had a list of songs that I wanted to place on my phone to listen to while I worked out. So I plugged my phone into my computer, and I had an iPhone at the time, I began to transfer the albums of the artists that I loved. However, there were specific songs that I wanted to listen to and discovered that in order to hear only those songs back-to-back, I had to create a playlist. I didn't know how to do this, and I discovered that on my iPhones, I had to actually go through iTunes in order to create a playlist. If I had a pre-existing playlist that I no longer wanted to hear, I had to go into iTunes to change it. I was able to change the playlist once I tuned in. Y'all missed that. I was able to change the playlist once I tuned in. I tune in. I can't do this unless I tune in. I can't forgive until I learn to tune in to God's voice that lets me know that I can't be even forgiven unless I first forgive. I have to tune in to God's voice that tells me if my brother or sister falls, those who are spiritual and godly must pick them back up and help them get back on track. I can't move on unless I tune in. I can't love again unless I tune in. I can't have my joy restored until I tune in. I can't get things right unless I tune in. I can't feel better and be healed in my heart unless I tune in. I tune in when God tells me to leave a person alone. I tune in when God tells me to stay in the pensive no matter what happened. I'm not listening to me. I'm tuning into God's voice. And because only God can help me tune out the enemy and change the playlist that plays my mind, giving me thoughts that I know they ain't right, giving me bitterness I know that's going to hold me down, giving me play-by-play recaps on what happened. Let me be honest. I can't stand. I'm one of those guys. I can't stand watching recaps of games that my team has lost. I love the New Orleans Saints, but I hate watching SportsCenter after Saints lost because I don't want to be reminded of my team's failure to win. Instead, I tune into other shows that keep my mind off of what has been bothering me. What I'm trying to tell you is that he will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. I'm tuning my mind into the Lord so that I can have peace regarding those times that I either failed or even others have failed me. I'm taking off. Turning off the channel of failure, I'm turning off the channel of offense, and I'm tuning into the Holy Spirit who will cause me to keep my mind on the Lord. This is about reflection. God, help me to look at what's wrong so that I can correct it, and then when you look at my heart, you will know that I have started to release what has been holding me back. When you're reflecting, people of God, as I close, you're seeing if there's something in you that doesn't need to be. Those of you who are getting ready for work right now, those of you who have already gone on for school and all, I'm sure you looked at yourself in the mirror. You looked at yourself to see if there's anything wrong. That's what this reflection is about. It's not about replaying. It's about seeing if there's something on my face, something in my hair, something around that's on my clothes that's causing me not to look the right way. And so while I'm presenting myself to the Lord, I have to reflect so that I can look right before him. That's why David told the Lord, he said, listen, create in me a clean heart, because I've reflected on myself, and I see that I have the wrong spirit. I have a dirty heart. I have sullied hands, and I need you to help me, Lord. So I'm looking at myself so that you can go ahead and do what it is that you need to do in my life to make sure that I've released anybody in any situation. I've released it from my life so that I can walk in the freedom and liberty that you've caused us and given us the opportunity to live in. God bless you. I pray that this word has touched your heart. We love you with God's love. Nothing you can do about it. I'm turning the call back over to Minister Tiffany now.
God bless you, Pastor Chuck. What a powerful word this morning. My release is my relief. And I'm going to be calling you back to give us our closing benediction for the day shortly. Let us go to God in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, God, we thank you for this day. We seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we anticipate and expect, God, great things and new things to happen in our lives. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus right now over every caller that is on this line, that they are healed, that they are delivered, that they are released, and that they are set free in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we worship you on this Wednesday. We worship you every day, and we give your name the praise, God. We honor you because you are God. You are the Most High. You are the Sovereign God. You are our refuge. You are our strength, and you are a shepherd, God. And we thank you for your protection and your provision and your promises and the power, your anointing that you give to us, oh God. And I just thank you for this day that you have made. And, Lord, we will celebrate and rejoice in it. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Fortify our spirits and increase the anointing of God as it flows through us as we are yielded to you, God. I speak right now that you would give traveling mercies to Papa Diaz de Leon as he travels to California this morning. Father, I pray that you would just be with him as he goes to Houston and as he goes to Atlanta and to New York and for all of those others who are traveling. I speak traveling mercies right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray right now, God, that you would dispatch your angels, that they will cover us wherever we may go, God. I speak increase in our business. I speak favor and blessings in our business right now. Whatever businesses we are in, Artists International, increase right now. If we have our own publishing companies, Pastor Chuck has a publishing company that you have blessed him with. And Father, I speak increase right now in the name of Jesus as he goes to help others to put books out there that will definitely be kingdom changers and world builders, Father. I just thank you, God, for everything that you're doing. I lift up Sharon Stowers to you. I lift up Joni to you and Jackie to you and Siobhan to you. I lift up Jessica to you right now, and I pray and I know and I declare and decree that she did pass that test and that her job is on the way, God. I thank you for the Artists International Empowerment Conference. I lift up Reggie Flanagan to you and Robert Jackson and Travian Mathis and Harvey Monk and John McQueen to you right now. I speak strength and comfort and peace, Father, and I speak 5,000 at the Orlando Conference, God, in June 13th, 14th, and 15th, Father. I thank you right now for the provision that you will provide. I thank you that all finances will be met. I thank you that every need of transportation will be provided in the name of Jesus. And as we go through this Wednesday, God, worshiping you, because we know that you will never leave us and forsake us, God, we go in a humble manner. We open up our hearts to you and our minds and our bodies that you will use us, that your will be manifest in this day. I decree and declare these things to be so in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. So if you would like to hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-POUND. Remember, we will be heading over to the ambassador call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598-POUND. We'll look forward to hearing each of you as you shout out your names in the morning here on the Master's Call. Remember, go out and be those great minister in the marketplace that you are and God has predestined you to be. At this time, Pastor Chuck, can you come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day?
Yes, God, we're grateful for all that we've experienced this day. We're grateful for all of the petitions and the intercession that was raised up to you, O Father. I ask that you will bless our lives today. Allow this to be the greatest day we've ever experienced. Allow doors to be open. Allow opportunities to present themselves and allow us to have a sense of urgency to walk towards our destiny as we love you and love others as we love ourselves. We give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.